Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today from Tego Cyber is CEO Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, it's great to meet you. How are you today?
I'm great, Christine. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Lots to talk about today, a lot going on in the cybersecurity world. Before we kind of get to that, give us a quick intro into the company.
Sure. So Tego Cyber, we're headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are a cyber threat intelligence company, basically meaning that we have a threat intelligence platform built really for enterprises to help identify and give security operations teams the information they need when an incident occurs.
Can you give us a sense of maybe some of the team members' history in cybersecurity?
Sure. So you have myself, Shannon Wilkinson. I come from a software development background, started my career with the United Nations Department of Peacekeeping Operations, moved from software development up into managing development teams, and then finally, about 6 years ago, into cybersecurity, building platforms in the cybersecurity space. I'm joined by my husband, Troy Wilkinson, started out his career in law enforcement, doing cyber forensic investigations, a cybersecurity rock star, really. So he's been in cybersecurity pretty much his whole career, currently the head of global cybersecurity operations for Fortune 300. Also joined by Michael De Valera, a technologist, 20 some years of experience within technology and more recently cybersecurity, as well as Chris White, who's a 30-year cybersecurity veteran, started in the Air Force as a technologist, moved on, worked for General Dynamics, built the managed cybersecurity practice for EY, and was recently a deputy CISO for Fortune 300. So pretty great management team behind the company.
Yeah, nice years of experience there. So, I mean, we are seeing so many cyber attacks happen to businesses really on a daily basis. You have a Twitter feed, Tego has a Twitter feed that kind of documents this and updates it from day to day. It's super interesting. So for companies who are facing these attacks, why would they choose Tego? What makes your solution unique?
There's a couple things that make our solution different than some of the other threat intelligence platforms that are out there. One I mentioned is about giving security operations teams the information they need when an incident occurs. A lot of other solutions will just give you a tiny bit of information of this IP address is bad, and they won't give you any other information about that. Then the security operations team has to spend a lot of time and effort going out and finding out, researching on the internet, why is this bad? How urgent is it? So there's a lot of effort that's put into some of the research that's done. We have all the information available. So what Tego does on our threat intelligence platform is that we tell our customers not only is this IP address bad, but we provide all the additional context about why it is bad, who the threat actor behind it is, what kind of attack they can expect with that particular threat, and any information that we can give them so that they can make a quick informed decision about, do I need to spin up my incident response and what do I need to do? And then another thing that we're doing that's a bit different is that we're integrating into existing cybersecurity tools. So it's the idea of a single pane of glass, but we're not forcing the customers to come out and use our glass like some other platforms will do, is like come out to my platform and log into my website and get the information that you need. But rather we're integrating into the SIEM platforms, starting with Splunk, which is one of the market leaders for SIEM platforms, but really giving the security operations team the ability to stay within the cybersecurity tools that they're already using through our integration and never having to leave those tools when they're researching an incident.
So what kind of progress have you been making with signing up these new clients? I understand you have an announcement out on that today.
Yes. So we are happy to officially announce that we've started our beta testing with the Fortune 500. And that will put us, the beta test will last about 2 to 4 weeks, and we're expecting commercial launch not too soon after that.
That's fine. And so talk a bit about some of the customers that you have signed up.
So we do have quite a bit of interest from the Fortune 500 and Fortune 2000. As I mentioned, our first integration with Splunk. So anybody that is a customer of Splunk is a potential Tego customer. And then we have a target as well to integrate with ElasticSIM is our next target for integration. So anyone out there that is using ElasticSIM will do that integration next, and all of those customers can become potential Tego customers as well. And we have, over the next 2 years, the target of, besides Splunk and Elastic, about 8 other SIEM platforms that we'll be integrating into.
Wow, pretty ambitious there. So yeah, give us a sense of what's expected for the next 6 to 8 months for Tego.
So starting with the commercial launch of our Splunk integration, then moving on to Elastic, we are still kind of categorizing through what's popular, what's out there, up and coming. I know Devo's a big up and comer in the SIEM space. We're looking at IBM QRadar, AT&T Cybersecurity, just to name a couple of the integrations that we have coming up in the near future.
Looking forward to covering your progress here. Shannon, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much.